You just always call it splinters?
Splinters, we always have.
Oh.
Fat splinters.
Lighted, and that was just fast.
Instead of
saying lighter, we did say lighter. Lighter, uh-huh. For fat wood, they called it lighter. I see. Uh-huh. And the place that you used to keep, hang your clothes, if it was built in, you'd call it a
closet.
But if it was big and if it was big and you could move it around.
Oh, wardrobe?
Wardrobe. Horizontal boards on the outside of the house that just overlap and protect the house. What do you call that?
Weatherboard.
Mm-hmm. And the covered area that you used to probably have on the farmhouse outside the front door. What did you call that? Where you used to sit.
On the porch?
Porch. In the old days, did they have a different term for that?
Yeah, some called porch, some piazza.
Piazza, uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard some call it veranda.
Veranda. How did you use
it? Piazza was what they used to say. Oh, yeah. Let's go out on the piazza.
Yeah. On the piazza. And was that a pretty good-sized porch then?
Yeah, they had them all around the house.
Uh-huh. And what do you call just a small roof like this over your front door? What would you call that in the old days? You might have it over your back door. Styles have changed. Just a little kind of a shelter over your a door. Not really a porch, but just something to keep the rain off.
We call it a stoop now, but I don't know what to call it.
You said the fenced area next to the barn was a cow pen, is that the
cow pen?
You don't have much rock or stone down here, but did you ever see anybody who would gather in rocks off a field
and
make a fence or a wall of it? What would you call that?
We used to get those rocks and build a furnace, cook syrup on.
Oh, I see. And if you build
it? Build it with clay and those rocks, build it up fast, and it takes too much clay.
Uh-huh. And what did you used to call it? If you made a fence out of it, if you made a fence out of it, what would you call it? A fence or a wall? Which one?
Fence jams is what I'm missing.
Fence jams? Uh-huh. And these words we used to use to show a difference in time. I'm not interested in what they say today as much as how they used to say it.
Yeah.
Today we say, right now I see you, yesterday I saw you, and if I lived here, I have seen you many times. We might say, we go to church every Sunday, and we went to church last Sunday, and we have gone to church many times.
Yeah.
Now, when you use the word sing, how would you say something like this? Has that song ever been? Would you say, has that song ever been sang or sung?
Sung.
And you might say yes.